sitting person today was His Excellency President Robert Mugabe. I think it was a very somber and amazing moment, because one thing that I particularly caught was that he actually even said, because this was a belated celebration, he said, why are we celebrating this belatedly? And yet maybe we're celebrating like Valentine's right on the day. So what he said is he's called on the country to make this day a calendar event. So we are yet to know what he really meant when he said he wants the 8th of March, the International Women's Day, the 8th of March, to be on the calendar. Maybe the country, the president's office, or maybe we are going to have things like the galas. I don't know, but to us, it means a lot.
What is your takeaway as an organization that works with young girls and women in Zimbabwe?
We had children also who came in who were survivors of rape. We had three children who came. One is 12 years, another 14, but they are pregnant. Service was delayed to them to get medication and health service that prevent them from catching pregnancy. All these children were raped by relatives. And we're saying it speaks into our laws and our service delivery to say when a child comes in and they say they are raped, what is the police doing immediately? What is the health care doing immediately? And also to say there was a clear call from the Minister of Women Affairs, General Community Development, Comrade Tam Chinguri, to say there's been operation for livestock, and she challenged the House, and the President was there to say, so are we saying livestock, goats and cattle are more important than our children, our girls, our women? And she appealed to the President and said, we want an operation that locks away perpetrators of rape, locks away perpetrators of violence. We want more than 30 years a counter of violence. I think that way we might just send a clear message to say we do not tolerate violence of women and girls as a nation. The President came and he spoke and he committed to girls and women's protection. But we want action on the ground. We want a strengthened action. I think this is high time that we see the justice system working for the girls immediately, the community working for the girls immediately, the police working for the girls immediately. So we want action. We have so many ratified things that protect women and girls, but the action part, we want to see it happening on the ground.